Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angels and Warriors Radio. I am Dawn Tavey, your host, and thank you so much for joining us. It has been a very long time since we've been here, and I apologize for being away for so long, and soon I will actually get into that that tale, but that's not going to happen tonight. So tonight is about a few different things. I have released my book, which you've heard about, hopefully, over the past several months, even for the past year or so. And in the meantime, I'm also trying to help out some different people, and that's what we're here tonight about. So my book, Angels and Warriors, The Awakening, is now available through Amazon. If you'd like an autographed copy, you can visit angelsandwarriors.com. And tonight, actually until this Friday, the 31st of August, if you purchase one of my autographed books, you will not only receive a handwritten, handmade personal thank you from myself, as well as a letter from the main character and an autographed book, but you will also receive a free 20-minute reading from Karina, who is our special guest tonight. And all proceeds from the sale between now and the 31st of August will go to a family who are victims of domestic violence and are in the process of starting their new lives. And I know the woman personally, and she is just trying to restart and give her children a much better, more positive place to live. So it's all going towards a good cause. And if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you may have recently seen the 3 days of light that I've posted. We are actually going, or I've been invited to participate in the 3 days of light. This will be the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of November in North Carolina, and I'm actually going to be a guest speaker there on both Saturday and Sunday. So if you are looking for a spiritual retreat, this would be the place to go. It's going to be a gorgeous time of year, and there's a lot of people. They did their first one last year, and almost 2,000 people from around the world showed up. So we're hoping that more people this year because it's the second time. So that's where we're at. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Karina, and we will get started and kind of give you a little bit more information about what we're doing tonight and what we're going to do here. Karina, are you there?
Yes, darling.
How are you?
I'm good. And how are you? Gosh, long time no speak.
I know, huh? It's been, oh my gosh, probably almost a year, actually. So, but
yeah.
We're back. So you want to tell everybody kind of a little bit about yourself and what we're doing here tonight and how we're...
Of course. As many of the listeners know that I do psychic readings and healings, and my mission in life really is to enlighten as many people as I can. Dead light workers are very positive people. We try to help people see the light, see their past mistakes, see the, you know, lessons they were supposed to learn in this life. And also my mission is to show people that there is a way out of a bad situation. Life does go on, and I also try to involve myself in many, spiritual journeys, but I also try to help people, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, and I guide them through, and many of my clients have been through that, and I become with my clients best friends, actually, which is probably not something so common with psychics, or maybe were not common many years ago, but everybody, I have different people, the old people, young people, middle-aged people, and we're all best friends. We all call each other and say, hey, how's your day going? So that's my mission, really, is to help people understand that we are here to help one another, not to make wars or enemies. And if a person is really negative, I walk away, but I give them all my best love, and I walk away. So basically, that's what I am, and that's what I do. So hope that kind of helps the listeners understand that being a psychic or a healer is not something dark anymore. This is something that we were created and we were sent here for a mission. So this is our mission.
Exactly. I think that we all of the light workers out there right now have our own purpose. Some of it is to bring energy. Some of it is to help change the way things are done or however, whatever. But, it's definitely a matter of working together and enlightening each other and guiding each other.
Absolutely. Oh, it's absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. But I also wanted to say something else. I've met a lot of people who are just starting on this spiritual journey. They say to me, well, you're only 26, and they're well into their 40s, But I went through many traumas in order to get where I am. And I'm noticing that they're going through similar traumas. And it makes me realize that it's not the age that matters, honestly. It's the knowledge that you're given that helps you become who you are. It's not the age, And plus, we're all old souls. Well, many of us are. And so, again, it's a beautiful thing what we have here. But I read that you published a book, which I actually have to purchase the book because I know you're creative, wonderful, author. But can you tell me a little bit more about, what the book is about so that, we can kind of see and have our listeners kind of know what it is a little bit about? Just give us a little sneak peek.
Yeah, it actually is, it's a fantasy, so it's fiction.
Ooh.
But there's a lot of reality intertwined within the novel itself.
Oh, wow.
Our heroine is in her mid-30s, so she's not a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And basically everything that she has, everything that she's known, everything and everyone that she's loved, her entire life is ripped away from her in a single heartbeat. And she has to figure out who she is, why she's here, and ultimately she has to find the light that resides within her and learn to live by it and in the long run teach others to do the same, and together, they have to come together if they want to defeat the darkness or the evil, so to speak. And it's really about the main character's soul journey, and it's not a simple one, and it's not by any means easy. So it's just a lot of people who are reading it are loving the characters. I have people, and we're actually going to do a live book club show here in a few weeks, but a lot of people are saying that they're instantly just pulled into the story, that they see it playing out like a movie in their head. You name it, they're loving it. The characters, the scenery, the fantasy. If you like magic and dragons and the unknown, this is definitely a book to do. Or even if you are contemplating on purchasing the book so you can get the free 20-minute reading. Christmas is around the corner, like, really. And if you have a family...
Like, really? It's only September, Dawn!
So, yeah, it's like, yeah, I know, but you know what? I know people who are already starting to buy, so...
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm still going to enjoy my September, October, you know, Halloween time. But, you know, thank you for Halloween. Imagine giving this to, you know, somebody who went through some major traumas. That's an amazing thing because they can go and dwell their problems into that book and kind of go from there. Oh, definitely. For Halloween, why not?
Thanksgiving even. One of the really exciting things that I did was in the very, very first part of the book, and I will share that with everybody right now, is a warning. And here's what it says. It says, warning, magic is real. Though it lies dormant in most humans, it is at your core. In order to read this book, you must awaken your magic. Be warned, once awakened, you will never see the world the same. If you are prepared to discover what your soul seeks, read the following spell, Spell of Awakening. Seeing through the veil is what I desire. To see the unseen will elevate me higher. In search of what lies between reality and dreams, I am no longer vulnerable to darkness and schemes. With an open heart and a mind that is clear, fall away illusions, you're not welcome here. Remove the haziness brought forth over time. I demand you return the magic that's mine. Legend and lore, truth or lies, transport me back and open my eyes. Congratulations, your awakening is underway. Angels and warriors may now provide you passage, taking you back to a time and land long since forgotten, yet where it all began.
Wow.
That is literally the first page of, you know, where the story begins, and if that gives you any kind of idea of,
no, it definitely gives you an idea that you're going to be sitting, you know, with a cup of wine and, I mean, glass of wine and read the whole book, and you probably won't put the book down until you're done with it, you know. How many pages is it done?
It's 530 pages.
Well, that's like a 48-hour read.
Well, I know I had one lady who is, by her own classification, a book addict, and she is the kind of person who has a book waiting for as soon as she gets done, and she said it was actually really difficult for her to pick up another book when she finished because the characters were still just kind of lingering. And so I talked to her the other day, and she actually said she was going to read it again, and she said she never rereads books, but she missed the characters so much that she was actually going to reread it, and she just read it a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. I know that when I read the first chapter, the length that you sent to me, it was absolutely amazing. And then I didn't see that there was a second chapter. No, I just didn't see it. And it was really interesting because, you know, I saw the second chapter. I'm like, oh, okay. And when I read the second chapter, I was like, wait, hold on a second. I'm like, something's missing, so... I've been kind of saving the money to get the book, but I read the first two chapters, and I was actually blown away just by the two chapters, so I can't imagine what the rest of the chapters would be. So I'm looking forward to purchasing it pretty soon.
Awesome. And I know anybody who wants to take a peek at it and read the first two chapters, if you go to, just go on my Facebook, Dawn Tovey, and you'll find a bunch of different links. But if you actually go to Goodreads, just goodreads.com, the first two chapters are posted there along with several reviews because people have been purchasing it and reading it. And so there are actually a lot of reviews that you can take a peek at, and you can read the first two chapters for free via Goodreads. It's just GOODREADS.com and type in... if you just type in my name as author, Dawn Tovey, that should work, or even Angels and Warriors works as well, and there's a big set of wings with the sword smack in the middle. Can't miss it, but for sure you'll find it under Dawn Tovey. So again, and people, and if you do take a look at it via Goodreads, you'll also see the handmade thank you cards that I made So you get a kind of an idea of what you're going to be getting when you buy an autographed copy. The one thing that is not on there yet is the handmade letter from the main character, and as soon as I have the first one made, I will be posting it up. But it is a letter that is designed to be sent to the reader, and it's addressed to the reader, basically, and it is from the main character, which is kind of cool. So, different. So tonight, you want to tell them what we are doing tonight as far as anybody who does choose to purchase the book. They're going to get a free 20-minute reading from Karina. And what they have 30 days from the day you purchase the book. So if you bought it on the 31st of August, you'd have until, you know, what, the 30th of, or technically the 1st
September.
Of October.
Yeah.
And if you want to add minutes on because you are doing it through here, how much, if they want to purchase a full hour and not just
if get... If they want to purchase a full hour, normally it's, you know, for new clients that come exact through my website, it's $50, okay? That's just for new clients, but regular clients, it's $100. For those who buy a book and tell me, hey, you know, I've bought a book, and they go through my website, it will be $45, okay, for 1 hour. Usually my readings last about an hour and 10 minutes, so honestly, it's going to be a steal because they already have their 20 minutes, and then they have another hour. So that's like an hour and 20-minute reading right there. So if they go through that, then, yeah, you know, so that's a steal for $45, honestly.
Okay. And then, of course, you'll have the book that you'll be able to read or give to somebody who loves fantasy, and you'll be helping a family, you know, victims of domestic violence to start their new lives. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to take questions, but because we have so many people on hold and because we this is really more of a fundraiser, we want to work it that way, everybody gets to ask a question, and they get 1 minute, basically, so you're just going to ask one question, and we're going to try and keep the answer right around 1 minute so that we can...
Get everybody in.
Yes, get everybody in, and that's how we're going to do it. So, let me see here. The first person on, and so you ask the question, and once you ask the question, please be very specific. And be very specific, and once the question is asked, that's when I'm going to start the timer, so to speak, and I'm going to say the last four digits of your, no, actually, I'm going to say your area code, because right now we don't have anybody who's in the same, yes, we do, never mind, I'm sorry. Okay, let me say this again. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number when I bring you on the air so that you know that you're on, because I know when I say, hi, you're on the air, everybody hears the exact same thing, and you don't know if it's you or not. So I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to bring on 1-875. 1-875, are you there?
Hello. My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hi.
What is your question for Karina this evening?
Yes. What's Karina's webpage? Because I want to go there for a reading.
It is
www.readingsbykarina.com.
Readings by Karina. Okay. Thank you.
Is that what I have on there? Because I wasn't sure if I sent you the new one. It's www.readingsbykarina.com.
Yep.
Okay,
and it's on there. It's on
Karina,
there.
I wanted to know if I was going to meet someone and perhaps get married or have a companion.
I'll try to keep that under 1 minute, but let's see, honey. For you, I have the Knight of Wands. Okay, so this guy that is going to come in definitely is going to be the party of the life. Okay, he's going to want to be at every party possible, meaning like it's not going to be like a frat party, but it's going to be like, oh, hey, honey, let's go to my friend. You know, Bob is having barbecue. And then the next night over, it's like, okay, you know, Julia's going to come over. So this guy's going to be very nice and very, very clean and very, he wants people, okay? He's not a person that's going to sit at home and be like, let's watch TV, okay? Mm-hmm. But what I feel with him right now and with you, when he does come in, he's going to either want you to move into his house, you move into, you know, or he moves into your house or vice versa. But it's going to be a family house. So just from these two parts, I can tell you this guy is serious. He wants marriage. He wants the baby, the whole thing. And what I feel is this guy is going to be like, you know, if you fall down the stairs, he's going to be right there. You know, you're going to have a hard labor. You're going to, you know, bitch up a storm. He's going to be like, baby, don't worry about it. The baby's going to come out. You know, so this guy is very sweet, very loving. And, you know, if you go to the store with this guy, people are going to know who he is because he's going to be very spiritual. He's going to, you know, give his jackets off to everybody, okay? This guy is the best thing that could happen in your life. And I'll say for you, because the last part is Six of Swords, I'm going to tell you this guy is a sweetheart, absolutely, and he's going to take care of you. And a baby is on the way after you get the house. So you get the house, then you get the baby.
Oh, wonderful.
Sorry if I'm really fast, but I'm trying to get everywhere as possible.
Yeah, thank you, Karina.
Well, thank
no
you
problem,
so much.
Sweetheart.
And everybody who does decide to go to angelsandwarriors.com and buy the autographed book so that they can get the, all the freebies, please, in the comment section, please write, I was listening to your show, and I'm going to be want a free reading from Karina so I can pass on the names to her so she knows when you
and
call.
Please, if you do book, and please, if you guys go directly to my website, because if you click on it, you're going to see the option for $100, which is my regular client. And there's a special for new clients, which is 50. Please, please email me so that I can send you the request for $45, okay? So please, please make sure you email me that you and I spoke on Blog Talk Radio or you bought the book or something. So that way I don't say and send you the regular price, okay?
Okay, yeah, because that way too,
that way I don't screw anybody and everybody says, oh, you know, she said this and now it's no good.
Exactly. So, yeah. So just so everybody knows, just in the comments when you purchase the book, listen to you on Blog Talk, or just even put Blog Talk. That's all you have to put in the comments, and I will forward your name on to Karina so that she knows that you are entitled to the 20 minutes for free and or, you know.
That way we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. So, okay. So that was Donna. So now I'm going to bring on 2726. 2726, are you there?
I am here. My name is Lisa.
Hello.
Hi,
Lisa.
I am calling to see if you see a new an employment opportunity coming for me before the end of the year.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name?
Alisa.
Alisa, okay. I just usually channel the names and the energy that comes off of it. So new employment, all right. Right now I see that you are in the Nine of Swords stage, and that's like some sort of an ending happened. I don't know if you got fired or you decided to quit or whatever happened, but I feel some sort of an ending happened. Nine of Swords also told me there was some recent death in the family. I don't know how recent, but I feel there was some sort of a death, okay? And the next part for you is the world, and I'm going to tell you that within 6 to 12 weeks, you're going to hear something about a job, okay? This job, let me just tell you, the boss is going to be a little weird in the ways that it's going to be a male, and he's going to want everything to be perfect. I mean, the pens have to be lined up in strict order, and the rulers, and, you know, printer paper. So in 6 to 12 weeks, you are going to get some sort of an employment. Now, I don't want to tell you this, but it's a Seven of Swords. It's the last card. I don't know how long you're going to last at this job. Because this boss is really weird, I don't know if he's going to fire you or something's going to happen, but it's not a good ending. So I'm going to pull one more card. Okay. A new boss is going to replace the boss that you're going to start working with, okay? So I'm going to say you are going to have this employment, and I'm just, my guide said, it's going to last about 4 to 5 years. Does that make sense to you?
4 to 5 years. Well, yes, I do have longevity with companies. I did leave my last job because the boss was so weird. My last job.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a death for me.
Okay, well, the Nine of Swords is always a death and an ending. That's it. That's the only way you can ever hear it. My only issue is with that Seven of Swords as your last card. Usually I pull three cards for a question, but because it's a Seven of Swords, that tells me that this boss that you're going to work with, he's going to remind you a lot of your old boss, so, like, you know, kind of bite your tongue a bit, okay, just so to say. But the King of Cups, which is the fourth card, tells me this guy is going to get replaced, and this guy is going to be a very good guy. He's going to be a very wonderful boss. So you're going to last for about 4 to 5 years with this job, okay? I can't see farther than that, but I'm going to tell you, yes, employment's definitely coming.
May I ask, is it a leadership position? Because that is what I am accustomed to.
Well, let me ask, Don, do we still have time?
We're already into almost 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to pull one card for her just to check this. Yes, the Fool. So, yes, I'm going to say yes, honey. This is going to be a leadership job.
Great.
Like manager or supervising something.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. God bless.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm going to take a question off the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so Lachey, I hope I'm saying your name right. Lachey M wants to know, I will start work as a contractor this Saturday, but the hours are very part-time, 8 hours or less. The company I will work for is in employee assistance program that does contract work with retail stores. Do you see a more stable job with benefits coming my way soon? I would like to keep this job as a side job once the full-time work is offered.
Okay,
and she
so
said I was right. Right.
Okay, let me shuffle. Let me shuffle the cards, okay? So let's see what we get. Okay. All right, the Six of Swords came up for this lady, so I'm going to say yes, it's going to be coming up later. Now, just because I'm going to say later doesn't mean that it's going to, you know, she has to go, I'll be negative about it. The reason I say this is that she has to do this job first, because whoever she's going to be working for, they're going to see that she has leadership skills. They're going to see that, you know, this woman does know what she's doing. The next one is the Five of Pentacles card. Now, this money doesn't seem like a lot that's coming in, you know, with this job, but this money will give her enough to pay off the bill so she can kind of breathe easier. And the last one is temperance. She needs to be patient, okay? She needs to be patient and work at this job. And I feel within about 6 to 9 days, she needs to apply somewhere else. I feel 6 to 9 days for some reason that she needs to apply somewhere else. But all in all, I do feel a better job will come up for this lady, definitely.
Okay.
And I feel like this job's going to be about 3 months from counting from today. So something in 69 days she needs to go and apply somewhere else. I have no idea why. But within 3 months, she'll definitely hear something, and she will definitely have a wonderful job that will actually pay more and will give her more stability in her life, in financial, and she can actually breathe, so she doesn't have to have, like, you know, health problems. So that's what I feel.
Right. Okay. Does that answer your question, Lachey, and make sense?
I hope so.
Yeah. So she'll send a message back here. And just so people know, I personally have been working with Karina for quite a while now. You're welcome, Lachey. She said, yes, it made sense. I've been personally working with Karina for quite a while now, and I recently just finished up with a bunch of court hearings and blah, 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 and this is the stuff you'll hear about later. But I actually contacted her once it all began, which was back in December. And she told me from the very start that she didn't see it ending till about the middle of the year. And lo and behold, it ended the very end of June. So her accuracy is very, very good. I can say from personal experience. And
thank
she's also
you so
done
much.
Healings with me, and the healings have been amazing. And I can actually... maybe because we've done them a few times now, but I can actually feel the energy flow through me and through my hands and stuff when we're doing different things. So if you're considering her for healings or just
kind of some clarity on your life. I wouldn't have her on my show if I didn't believe in what she was doing, because I feel that my guests are kind of a representative of me to a certain extent. Okay.
I rub off on people.
So we had a question from Richard in the chat room as well, and Richard would like to know, will I meet that someone special, and if so, can you tell us anything about her?
He wants to know if he'll meet a wife,
someone special. If he'll meet someone special, and if so, can you tell us anything about her?
Okay. First of all, I feel like I'm going to say it straight out. I don't know if he was in a relationship or not, but I feel like for some reason, whoever he was with, I don't know if it's a relationship or maybe his parents, his mother, I have no idea. But whoever this woman was in his life really made his life a living hell, because she used to control him too much. So now he needs to come up and be the strong one, because the strength card came up. So that tells me he needs to have faith and believe that, you know, he's not what they made him out to be. So I don't know exactly what it is, and I don't really want to say anything on public, you know, radio, but I'm going to say something, and someone made him feel a little bit lousy. Now, the next card comes up is the Eight of Wands. He needs to trust himself, okay? When he goes and meets people, say, in Walgreens or something, he needs to have enough, you know, I want to say courage and say, hi, my name is Richard, how you doing? He needs to start out slow, you know, but he needs to basically have faith. And I feel like whoever we're talking about this that kind of made him feel that way, I feel she recently walked away because the Five of Cups came up. So this woman walked away from his life. So I'm going to pull two more cards and hopefully... Okay, so he's stuck in the past. I don't know why, but this guy's stuck in the past, and I feel like he just needs to let it go. And yes, this answers his question. Ace of Cups, the new romantic relationship is definitely coming in for him, but he needs to start slow. And I feel like this woman is going to be the answer to his question, because the Sun came up, so this one is going to love him for what he is and for who he is. You know, they're going to have the same beliefs, so hopefully that answers his question, but yes. He needs to start out slow, and someone is coming in, romantic relationship, Ace of Cups. But I don't know how old this guy is, because also the Ace of Cups is a news of a birth of a baby girl. So hopefully that answers under a minute.
Okay, and Richard, you can send us something here. Let me know if that made sense. And we'll go ahead and take a caller. Let's see here.
I'm like a marathon, psychic marathon.
Okay, so we're going to go with Mary Lou. Mary Lou, are you there?
I am.
Hello, how are you?
I'm talking fast because I know you want to go fast. I'd like to know about my love life.
All right, honey, look at that. I like this marathon psychic. Here we go. Oh, goodness. All right, honey. So let's see what we get for you, my love. Oh, okay, a Knight of Cups. Okay, so you have an offer coming up. I don't know, has anybody been asking you, like, if you want to go on a date or something?
Something like that.
Okay, well, someone's
not that correct.
Yeah.
Huh?
Ace of Wands. Honey, listen, you know what? I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to find a different way to date, okay? Go traditional, non-traditional, whatever you feel, but I feel like... whoever's pesking you to go on a date, it's not the guy for you. The Ace of Wands again is confirming that you just need to find a new light. And the next card is the Four of Wands for you. So this is like a relaxing type of thing. So I don't know if you're planning on vacation or something, but you will meet this next person on vacation. And I feel like this guy is going to be a King of Cups. Okay, so this guy is going to be very loving, okay? The Cups is a water sign, so they are very, like, easygoing. If you want to move to Venice, they'll move to Venice with you, okay? So, but find a new wine to date and take it easy. Go on some holiday, and you will meet this guy, definitely. This guy is going to sweep you off your feet.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. So, but if you want a more detailed reading, you can go to my website, and then, you know, we can talk about where and how, and yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm
So
going...
did Richard answer us, or?
Let's see.
I was just wondering.
Not yet.
Okay.
Tony, I see you there. I will get to you in just a minute. You will be, I've had a few people on hold here for a while, but I promise you are coming up. And so last four numbers of the phone are 7501. 7501, are you there?
Yep.
Hi, and we're
hello.
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
hello.
You.
Hello.
Yeah. My name is Donna.
Donna?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if you see a man named Cameron contacting me again and when.
I'm so sorry. Don, can you hear her? Because I can't at all.
Yeah, her name is Donna, and she wants to know if a gentleman by the name of Cameron will be contacting her again.
I'm sorry, honey. So my guys are saying pathological liar, so I don't know what that means for you, but I don't think so. I would stay away. I'm sorry. That's what I got.
Does that make any sense, Donna?
You got what? Sorry?
She's saying that her guys are telling her pathological liar. Did you get that from him?
He does lie, I think, a little bit, yes. But,
I'm sorry, honey. I have a really bad feeling. My stomach is starting to hurt, and that, to me, tells me that there is a lot of guilt, a lot of lying going on. I'm sorry. I don't see it. He might call you, but I don't see this relationship working out.
Oh, no? So you don't see anything else around it, or...?
No, I see Nine of Swords, honey, and ending. I'm sorry, there's nothing there. I can't help you because this guy lies.
Is there somebody else maybe new coming into her life?
I can tell her that, but, you know, I don't know if she wants to know that, but okay. I'm not trying to sound, you know, I'm just like hearing what my guys are saying. Okay, so you're going to recognize something about this guy that you were just asked me about, okay? Now, a new guy is coming in for you, okay? And he's going to be the King of Swords. King of Swords are very professional people, okay? You know, King of Swords is like, you know, a priest, a lawyer. You can trust these people, okay? But, again, my guys are saying that you need to walk away from Cameron, okay? You need to walk away. This card is jumping at me, and you need to walk away, okay? It's not as what it seems to be, honey, and he's after some sort of money, and... Again, I don't agree with it, but a King of Swords is coming up for you. So I'm sorry, but I don't see you and Cameron working out. I really just don't. But a new guy is definitely coming in.
Did you say Cameron's
I hope
after
that makes
money?
Sense.
Did you say Cameron's after money?
Yes.
Yes, I feel like Cameron is for some sort of money. I don't know if he's in some illegal business. I'm not too sure because we're doing a really quick readings here. But for some reason, money jumped out at me, and, you know, you need to walk away, okay? He is not what he seems to be, okay? I'm sorry, but that's all I keep getting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay.
You know, that's part of my job is I have to tell people how it is, you know, and sometimes they don't want to hear it.
This is true. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask Tony's question. And for those of you in the chat room who just saw Tony's email pop up below you, in particular, my destiny question from Holly, FYI, Tony actually sent me a private text message, so she actually sent this a while ago. She just opted to put it back both in the private chat and the group chat. So I'm not... putting Tony in front of you, Holly. I just want you to know that she did send this before, back when Richard and Lachey had sent theirs. So, question is, her name is Tony. Will I have news of a pregnancy with a gentleman named Tommy, a.k.a. Tal?
Okay, well, let's find out. Okay. Yeah, this is, okay. Now, I don't know if she miscarried or not, or will miscarry. I don't know if she's pregnant at the moment or not. I don't know if she miscarried a guy, because death court came up, and that tells me that some sort of thing has happened, okay? The next one is the hermit, so some sort of depression must have happened, okay? And the Knight of Wands, and then the next one we have is the Three of Swords. No, I would say to this woman, and I would say it in a very nice way, go and check your, you know, fallopian tubes, because I feel like if you will ever get pregnant, they will get stuck because they see you in physical pain, and the last card is the Three of Swords, so just confirm what I'm telling you. Go and check yourself. Go check your all your gynecological, and but I don't feel like you will be get pregnant at this moment. You might get pregnant, but again, the egg might get stuck somewhere, so I would check. That's what I'm going to tell this woman. Check. Because they see physical pain. So that tells me right there either a miscarriage or something else could go wrong. But I don't see pregnancy at this moment, no.
Okay. So, Tony, check your sleep. Go and get checked if that's the case, if you've had miscarriages or problems getting pregnant. It's always better to be safe than sorry. And Richard
so
actually
physical
did.
Physical pain, and I almost want to hunch over to my side. And I have this Indian, Native American, actually, I'm sorry, spirit guard that comes in my readings when someone is having, you know, clinical problems like that or cancers, and he's tapping me on my right shoulder. So I am going to confirm what I just said. I would check, you know, the problems, fallopian tubes especially the right one, and he's making me touch it. So I'm going to say, absolutely, please go check it.
Okay. Okay, so hopefully that made sense to you, Tony. Richard did get back to us, and he said, yes, it did make sense, and that his ex had cheated on him, so it made total sense, obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry, but, yeah, it's sad when people do that. I don't believe in cheating, but I wish them all the best.
Okay, and then we have Holly in Washington State. Will I meet somebody here in Washington, or will I meet somebody when I move to Arizona or New Mexico?
Oh. All right, Spirit Guides. See what we get for Miss Holly. Okay. Page of Wands. I want to know, does she have a child? Because this is a crystal child, okay? I don't know. I don't think she's a crystal child, but either if she has a child, it's a crystal child. That child is very psychic. Please let it grow up and actually tell you what they feel. The next one is a Knight of Swords. The one she's going to meet, he's going to be shady as shady can be. I would stay away. And then, the next one is the Three of Wands. Now, okay, I'm going to take back what I said. The Knight of Swords that came up was the second card. This guy is going to be getting out of a marriage, okay? Do me a favor, please don't cheat. Okay, just, you know, if you want to talk to him, exchange numbers, you have fun with that, okay? But just because you don't want to end up in their, you know, marriage problem, okay? The Three of Wands, yes, it says have faith. You will be with this guy, and he's definitely coming. And I, for some reason, feel really cold, so I'm going to say Washington, D.C., because there, as far as Arizona is concerned, it's hot. And it's New Mexico, never been there, but I think it's hot, too, so I'm going to say Washington. You will meet this guy in Washington. And I think I just got me a Washington accent here.
Okay.
So, yes, dear, Washington.
Okay, yeah,
hopefully
Seattle,
that makes sense.
Seattle, Washington's where she's from, and she says she has stepkids and that they were very psychic, or that they are psychic, so...
Yes, one of the girls. I want to say middle one or something. I don't know. I just feel like she's very psychic. And I feel like she needs to grow up and she needs to, you know, cherish that gift because that child, you know, appeared in her mother's dreams before she even came down to earth. So that child is very gifted. Give her the credit when she says, you know, someone's bad coming. You know what? Trust her. Shut the door and, you know, that's it.
Okay, and she wants to know, does she know the person who's going to come into her life, does she know him now? Like, is he somebody she currently knows?
No, I don't think so. The reason I'm saying this is because I feel like he's going to come in way later, and I'm talking like, I almost see this vision in my head, like her going shopping with these grins, I mean, with her kids or something. We're buying them gifts and something, and they're going to bump into, like, a children's aisle or something. And he's going to ask her a question about the trains or something, and she's going to reply, like, I don't have any boys, I don't know, or something. She's going to say something kind of, like, cranky because she will be, like, kind of mad that day because she'll be, like, shopping all day long and she don't really care about trains or something. So that's how they're going to meet. But it's going to be around holiday time.
Okay, so around by Christmas. That'd be a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, cool. I hope that answers your question. It sounds fun. Yep. Okay, she says thank you. Okay, so let's take our next caller. Last four digits are 1010. Oops, 1010, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's
hello.
There?
Hey, how are you? I'm enjoying listening to the show. It's great. My name's... Sorry.
That's okay. What was your name?
Rosemary.
Okay, beautiful.
You're yeah. Rosemary?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Sorry. Just had to check. Okay. So what's your question, darling?
Do you see a significant romance for me within a year?
Okay. Wow, you're really specific. All right. Oh, my goodness. Ace of Cups. Absolutely. I don't want to ask you how old you are or anything like that, but let me tell you something. I see a baby girl with this guy, whoever he is. Trust me, it's going to be it by, oh my God, if they're confirming it by 8 of Wands. And let me tell you, trust this guy. This guy is like a teddy bear. You want to drag him around to your friends and say, hey, y'all, you know, I dated this, like, other people, and they were like, ugh, you know. This one is like, look, you want to hug him, go ahead. He won't bite. You know, this is how sweet this guy is, okay? And I feel a move with you because the 5 of Cups came up, and you guys are moving somewhere, okay? And, you know, he's going to be like, if you want, you know, new pair of Louis Vuitton, he'll get you Louis Vuittons, okay? Whatever it is, but let me tell you, it's a good romantic relationship. A baby girl is on the way, and you need to trust this guy. There's a marriage coming up, and you guys are moving. I don't know anything better than that.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
You what?
Do I know this man?
No, not yet, my love. Not yet. My guys are saying not yet. You have so much business that you need to take care of, and then this guy's coming out.
Okay, I don't care that he's got a child. That's fine with me.
No, I think both of you are going to have a child, honey.
If you're going to have a baby with him.
Really?
Yes.
Baby
I'm
girl.
Calling it Ace of Cups is the gypsy meaning for a baby girl, honey.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, I thank you so much.
Thank
you. Oh, you're
you.
Very
you
welcome, dear.
Eve.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Well, that certainly sounds good for her.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so the last four of the next phone number are 6901.
Mm-hmm.
6901, are you there?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and who are we talking to?
This is Tonya. I didn't get to hear my response as far as my pregnancy because my laptop, I disconnected it.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, maybe you were not meant to hear it, my dear, but I'll tell you again. Please, 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 please go and check your fallopian tubes to the right, okay? I don't feel like you are pregnant, okay, but I don't want to take full responsibility for this answer, but I, for some reason, don't know if you've had miscarriages or not.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have
okay.
Ectopic pregnancy, as a matter of fact.
Okay. The reason I'm telling you this is because the death card came up, okay? So that tells me right there some problem came up, okay? Honey, please go check because the only way you're ever going to get pregnant, okay, and my guys are probably going to shoot me for this, but the only way you're going to get pregnant is by checking your fallopian tubes to the right, okay? That's the only way you'll ever get pregnant. But I'll pull a card for you, my dear, and it's the 5 of Wands.
It's funny that you're telling me that. Because I don't have my left fallopian tube. I only have my right fallopian tube. I'm regular as far as my menstrual cycles. But lately...
No, thing is blocking it, sweetie. I feel it to my right side. And I'm telling you something... I'm not a doctor, okay? But I'm telling
uh-huh.
you something is pulling me on my right side. I don't know if it's the ovaries, the fallopians, or something. But, honey, please go check it out because something is definitely blocking you from getting pregnant. And let me tell you, this pain is excruciating. And let me
yes.
tell you something. Go check it out.
Do you see him and I being together, though?
if you and him are going to stay together?
Yes. Right now, him and I, it was going to be, a good. I mean, you know what? You've
yes,
been
honey,
so accurate.
Yes. Yes. I see marriage with you, the star card. Yes, honey. You will get what you want. Yes. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but you will eventually walk down the aisle, okay?
Oh, wow. I just want to seriously validate that you're so correct. I mean, about my right fallopian tube. I mean, I only have that one, so that's amazing.
Please go check it out because that's the only way you'll get pregnant. And I'm telling you, my guys are really, like, pulling me in every direction. You should see me right now, okay? I mean, it's like
I'm trying to get pregnant. But it's, I mean, lately I've just been with all the food and I just want to throw up. And
well,
like I said.
Well, see, I don't want to take much more time on this, but I'll tell you something. You need energetic healing. The only reason I'm going to say this right now, because if you've had two, that's in your DNA system, okay? That is also blocking your mental and subconscious mind, okay, from getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. Because your body says, I can't do it. Your mind goes, yes, you can. So you need clearing in order to clear that. And then you can't get pregnant, but you still need to go to the traditional doctor and check out your fallopian tubes and check your ovaries.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Well, if there was ever a really, like, intense confirmation that you were right, that was just it, because there is no way that you could have possibly known that she did not even have a left ovary, so, or the fact
because
that...
Because I'm telling you, my God, see... Funny thing is, I have many guys, okay, but my main one is that, you know, I channel Aleister Crowley. Don't ask me. I just channel this guy once in a while. It's more serious. But normally I have Rachel with me, Rachel Rose, actually. And then I have this Native American guy. By the way, he's been with me since I was, like, 7. I still don't know his freaking name. Okay, but he comes in all the time wearing this hat and smoking a pipe. And every time there's a medical problem, he's behind me, tapping me on my right shoulder, like, yo, forget the rest of this stuff. Just tell him what I told you. Like, okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
People think, like, and see, the people don't understand that, like, I can see all that stuff. And then sometimes I'll be, like, in a public place, and I'll just turn around, and I'll be like, what? I can't tell that person this. And they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, God.
It's all good.
Okay, on
the next caller. Actually, do you want to take a short little break?
Well, let's take another call, and then we'll take it.
Okay. I'm going to bring on 5650. 5650, are you there?
I am. That was amazing. You are amazing.
I know. I don't think you can get a better confirmation than that.
That was amazing. Yes. I mean, everything that you said, she confirmed, and wow.
And the kicker
that
was
amazing.
She had dropped the call, or she had dropped offline, so she didn't even know what she had told her. So that was pretty cool. And who are we talking?
I'm sorry. That was just
no,
so good.
No, it's okay. What's your name, sweetheart?
I'm Diana.
Ooh, okay. And what is your question, my love?
I have a relationship question. You know, what you see for my love life. There's a man that I'm interested in maybe getting to know better, but whatever you see would be awesome.
Okay, Ace of Swords. Okay, Ace of Swords right there tells me this guy is not your traditional type of guy, okay? This guy is, like, out of this world, and I mean that in every sense possible because this guy, you know, like, if you want to get married in black and white, this guy's like, oh, hell no, honey, we're getting married in red and black, okay? That's it, you know? He's out of this world. He's a super sweetheart. I feel like at times he's hard to guess because he's just kind of, like, in his own line, a little bit stubborn. Now, I feel the Ten of Pentacles, I mean, well, the car came up, but at the same time, I saw that, too. The Ten of Pentacles, what's going on with your house? I don't want to get off track, but, I mean, are you trying to sell or buy, or what's the deal here?
No, nothing. I'm moving furniture around a little bit, but...
Okay, well, let me tell you something. For some reason, okay, and I'm going to straight this out, I hope you don't shoot me, but in the right side of your house, okay... something's wrong with one of the bathrooms, okay? And it's not the master bathroom, okay? It's the other bathroom, okay? I don't know if the pipe is broken or leaking or something, okay? Let me tell you, it's going to cost you a lot of money to fix it. So go check it up and make sure, because if you don't check it in with the next 4 or 5 days, it's going to leak, okay? And it's, your whole side okay. of right of the house is going to be kind of like in a big doo-doo mess, okay?
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm going to tell you this is because the next card came up is the Five of Swords. Five of Swords, you're going to be fighting with somebody about this, okay? Because this guy, whoever's going to come in, is going to be like, well, you know, it's going to cost you like 50 grand because I think he's going to be Mexican or something. Not that I'm against them, but I'm just, that's what I felt as far as accents they going. This guy's going to try to screw you out of money, my dear. Please, please, please don't get a second opinion, okay? I don't know why they're telling me this and stuff, but okay, I'm going to ask about this guy that's coming into your life or you want to be with, okay? Okay, Ace of Pentacles. Now, this guy is going to find you somebody to fix your house, okay? Because the Ace of Pentacles, oh, finally we're getting to the relationship status. Magician card, my honey, someone is helping you from the other side. This guy's definitely the one. And I'm going to say yes, because the Seven of Wands came up. This guy's a little bit tired. I don't know what his job is, but he's kind of tired, so he's really not thinking marriage, okay? It's really not in his mind, but I want to say this guy is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm going to say go for it. I see marriage, but please fix your house before you get the marriage part. Make sense?
Is this with the guy that I'm interested in, that's the marriage?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does look tired. I saw him today, and he looked tired.
He's exhausted. I mean, I think he's in the family of Wongs, because all he does is work. But when he takes time off, baby girl, he's going to party it up all night, and he's going to enjoy every moment of it. He's not going to let anybody, snowstorm, he ain't going to let anybody ruin his party.
Okay. Wonderful.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to that. And
I will.
Yes.
You have it.
Thank
it's
you.
The
so
right, it's the right side of the house. I don't know if you have like a second story or not, but it feels like the right side, but it feels like it's almost like starting to, so it's not that bad yet, okay? So go fix it.
I will. Thank
okay.
you. You're awesome.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and take a short break, and
yeah.
I'll put on some music for us, and it's about about 4 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay.
we are.
That break too. Well, I'm not the one doing the reading.
I know. I'm like, I'm like drinking my water, just chilling. Yeah. Break is good.
Okay. So here is my dilemma here. I can see exactly who's on hold and who's been, how long they've been on hold. Somebody must be calling in from a blocked number. So fortunately, we only have three people left. So right now, I'm actually going to say, the last four numbers of the other two callers, because those are the ones who I'm not picking up. So if I don't say the last four numbers of your phone number, it's you that I'm picking up. I don't know how else to do this, because the unknown is the one that's been on the hold longest. So 5349, you're still on hold, and 0834, you're still on hold. So whoever is left, or 0837, you're still on hold. So whoever's left, you're now on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sheena. And my question is, I would like to know what you see for me and a young man named Kevin. If you see a marriage or engagement in the future for us.
Sure.
Right now, things are kind of slow.
Okay. Let's see, honey. Okay. Which is interesting. A Knight of Cups came up for you, okay? There is an offer coming up. This guy's going to get on his knees and propose to you, and it's going to be the most romantic thing you've ever seen in your life, okay? I can't tell you once, because you know what? He himself don't even know, okay? Because the moon card came up. So that tells you right there he don't even know in his head, okay? Sorry to say. But guess what? The Ten of Cups came up, so there is definite marriage. But you know what? When he makes up his mind, guess what, honey? You'll know. Right now, he don't even know himself.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, because right now there's no communication at all. You know,
well,
so I'm
I'll tell you why
worried.
There is no communication. Okay, I'll tell you why, and hopefully that'll make sense to you. There is no communication because he has really hard feelings for you, okay? And he doesn't know what the hell to do with them, okay? And he's just trying to kind of, like, work and trying to make it all about himself and his work. But it's like almost the love that he has for you is so powerful. Look, give him some time, and he'll come around, and you guys will start dating, and you'll start doing the whole, you know, dating thing. And guess what? He will get down on his knee. He will propose to you, and you guys will get married. Don't rush him, because if you're going to start rushing him and trying to be like, honey, you know, let's go dating, you know what? He's going to look at you and say, you know what? I don't think so. So give him a chance to breathe, and he will definitely propose to you. I've never, ever had these cards come up and never seen a marriage. I've always said these cards come up and there's always a marriage. But I'll tell you a little hint. It's usually within the past 6 to 9 months after I see that reading. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Well, good luck, Sheena.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Man, I'm bye. Like, you don't want one of those, like, they're like, clock, 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 and the person's like, oh.
Okay.
Okay, so our next caller is, I'm going to say the last four of your phone number, which is 5349. 5349, are you there?
Hello, hi, this is Lena from Florida. How are you?
I'm good.
We're good, how are you?
What was your name?
Lena from Florida.
Nina, hi, Nina.
Hi.
What is your question this evening?
Well, I last month I lost my home, and recently I just moved in with my niece. So I want to see how long you think I'll be living with her before I get my own place and a job. Because she really doesn't have room here for me.
All right, honey. Listen up. You need to live with whoever you're living right now, okay? And I hate to tell you, it's going to be about a year. Okay, sorry, but really, it's about a year. Okay, you're going to get a really good job offer. Now, let me tell you something. Whoever you're living with, they're not that thrilled that you're living with them either. Okay, I mean, they're not, like, trying to force you out, but they're like, okay, you know, like, time to go, honey. Well, later on. Now, you're going to have a job, and I almost want to say Home Depot. I don't know why Home Depot, but I feel Home Depot. I'm going to tell you it's going to be Home Depot. Okay? Now, the next card that came up is the Four of Pentacles. Everything you get, make sure you put it in the bank. Make sure you pay off the bills, okay? And I'm going to say Page of Wands. And Page of Wands for you, honey, is going to be a really good job. But it's going to be Home Depot for a while. But make sure you save, because for some reason, I don't know if you have children or planning on having children, but you need to start kind of putting money away, okay? So that's my reading for you, that you will definitely have a job. But I feel Home Depot.
Oh, wow.
Just
and
that.
I'm going to be staying with, and she doesn't like me staying with her?
What?
She doesn't like me living with her? I mean, she's never here. I just don't know.
I mean, look, it's not your house, okay? The lady's nice to let you live there, okay? But I think after, like, you know, 6-7 months, she'll be like, well, you know, come on. Like, you know, don't you want your own place or something? She's not going to force you out of it. But it's just at that point, I think maybe she's just going to get tired and still want her house back or something. Just, you know, people do that. It's not because she doesn't want you there. It's just because, you know, it's her house. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's my
okay.
niece, my sister's daughter. Yeah, she's only 30 years old. She's a young girl.
Okay. Yeah, well, you have a crystal child, so you need to save money and help her or something, but that's what came up. So I do feel good things are coming, but make sure that you save money.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so our next caller is, let's see, let's go with 0837. 0837, are you there?
Yes, thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this?
Debbie.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I was wondering if you see me with a new job soon. Or, well, I'll just leave it like that.
Okay, okay. Oh, okay. Did you recently lose a job or something? Because I feel like this guy, the boss or something, like, kind of walked away from the job or let you go or something. Like, if he had
no.
changed heart, he... Huh?
No, but my coworker was, actually.
Well,
let
I feel
go.
A male walked away. I feel a male. So I just kind of, for some reason, heard boss. Maybe he was acting like a boss or something. I'm not sure.
He was.
Okay. The next card is strength. Please have strength. It's telling you that you will get it. Because the next card is the King of Cups, and King of Cups tells me this boss that's coming in or will offer you a job or something. But here's the funny part. The guy that walked away, okay, I feel for some reason he's going to be getting you your next job, okay? I don't know how that's going to happen.
Wait, you think he's going to be getting my job?
No, getting
yeah,
you, helping
like,
you get your next job.
Yeah, he's going to help you get some sort of a next job. You see, like, he's going to tell his new boss, like, hey, you know, I know this lady or something. But I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Wow. Because it was just a coworker, and I was almost feeling like he might have had a drug problem or something. He's just acting weird. He's just a coworker, but he fought with my boss.
Well, here it is.
Well, he has an addiction because the devil card came up. Yes, he has addiction. But I feel like maybe he'll go to rehab or something. But let me tell you, he's going to be getting you your next job. And my guys are telling me that, do you work behind a desk or something?
I'm sorry. Am I what?
Do you work behind a desk? Like
no,
you work
no.
in an office?
I do in one part-time job, but no, I don't. I go into different stores.
Okay, because I feel a desk, so I'm not sure why I felt the desk. But yes, he's going to help you get a job.
Ah, interesting.
Yes. He has an addiction problem, but you know what? He's pretty smart, and he will somehow refer you or something. I'm telling you, something, you know, I don't know how directly he will be involved, but I can tell you that he will later on know that he was the one who helped you get a job.
Wow.
You might even
get
a promotion or something. This guy is going to be getting involved. I don't know how directly, but I can tell you, yes, he's involved.
Well, it's funny. He always said he saw me as being the boss one day and my boss leaving. And I said, well, I can't, you know, if that happens, I'll just let it happen. But he's now gone, so I thought that was interesting he said that.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay. I feel like I'm blocked somehow. Is there something I'm not getting? I'm almost so unhappy, and I don't know why.
Well, my guys are saying, first of all, your hormone level is down. You have a little bit, you have active thyroid, okay? And
yes.
Also you also need to have a healing session because you need to block some of your past ex-boyfriends. They're telling me, they're waving their finger at me like, tell her that we're saying this. And also you have a lot of emotional trauma. I feel like your father is the issue for some reason. I don't want to I don't want to keep more than that. But I feel like your father is an issue. I don't know what happened. I can't say it on public radio because my guys will kill me, and so well done. But I'm telling you, something is with your father.
He was abusive.
Wow. Okay, good.
And
well,
alcoholic.
Good. You told me because that way I don't get in trouble here. that's the only reason is because he was involved in your life like that. And I also want to say, I don't know why this accent keeps coming through to me, but I'm sure I'm channeling Aleister Crowley here now. Aleister Crowley is this, you know, famous psychic from London Times or something. But and I feel like, you know, when you were growing up, you know, your family used to put you down, but they used to put you down, like, in a hinder way. Like, why don't you wash the dishes today? Well, what are you doing, Helmholtz?
Right.
You know, and you're like, okay, like, you know,
I'm
I kind of did my homework. Yeah, like, I did
right.
my homework, you know, I vacuum. But, hell, no one sees that, so that's what I feel, honey. So you definitely need emotional healing.
You said my ex, I have one now. You're not talking about him, huh?
No, I'm talking, like, younger age, you know. We're talking, like, 20s, you know, beginning of 30s and stuff. Yeah, so something
like
that.
Yeah, he was bad. Oh,
well,
wow, you were awesome.
Well, he's almost like your father. You know, he's almost like, if you look at the characteristics of that ex and the dad, you will see some of the, what am I trying to say here, characteristics and behaviors, you know? Like, if your dad wouldn't let you go to, say, I don't know, carnival, your dad would be like, oh, well, why do you want to go to carnival? What if you get kidnapped or something? Like,
yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to like 70 people, so I don't think so. You know, so that's what I'm trying to tell. So the characteristics would be. I know, I have a funny sense of humor. My guys are like, all right.
The hormones in the thyroid are just out. You have to go to the doctor, right, for that? I mean.
That can't be cleared, actually, energetically, so I don't see a problem with that. Yeah. What it is, okay, I'll just say this quickly. Emotional healing, what it is we clear anything that's, you know, blocking you from being potentially thyroid has to do with sexual abuse. And then hormones has to do with not living your life to the fullest ability. So if you want to, say, go to the Himalayas or something, and then you're looking at your budget and you're like, oh, the only way I can go is if I imagine it in a movie. So that's what it is, but it can't be cleared, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. You do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Don actually has feelings with me, so she knows how it works.
I would love to contact you.
Definitely. You can go to my website. It's www.readingsbykarina.com.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You are awesome.
Anybody
you,
who
please email. Please email me, though, that you know I did talk so that I can give you the discounted rate, too, so that way, you know, I don't, like, you know, yeah.
Right.
Oh, thank
and anybody
you so
who
much.
Missed when we first started the show, if you go to angelsandwarriors.com and purchase an autographed book from me, the proceeds, first of all, are going towards a family who are victims of domestic violence. But Karina will also give you a 20-minute free session, either reading or healing. And she's already tossed in, if you want to add an hour to that, for $45. Normally it costs $100. So she'll do it for $45 for her new clients and if you purchased a book from me on angelsandwarriors.com. And, again, 20 minutes free reading either way. If you,
so basically you get like an hour and 20 minutes if you do it with me that way. Instead of just an hour, you get an hour and 20 minutes, you know. So, yeah, we can use 20 minutes for the healing and like an hour reading or vice versa, however
that'd be
you
awesome.
Want to do it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So, and all
yeah.
the information
yeah.
is on the show page. So my website and her website is there, and it'll be good. The deal would be good until this coming Friday, the 31st. But once you purchase, say you purchase the book this Friday, you would have a full month to use the free reading and the, you know, the $45 for the hour and all that stuff.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Debbie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see here. I may end up, if you want to, I may end up, Karina, adding some more time on to the show. Normally, we got to move faster. So if we want to finish the next 12 minutes. So.
Well, do we have anybody else? Or?
Oh, yeah. We've got 5 people holding right now. So.
Can you add more minutes? Yeah, I don't see a problem. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and add that while we're taking this next call. So 0524. 0524, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hello, Becky.
I just have a question about moving and...
Whatever your question is, let me tell you, the answer is no. My guys are saying no, no, no. They're saying in a month. I don't know why.
Okay, well, because we're like, going into, like, a foreclosure-type deal thing on our trailer. We're only, like, 3 months behind. We have some of the money, but we won't have... We have court tomorrow morning. So
listen,
I don't know what...
Listen, go to court. I think that tell the judge that you have the money, and I think the judge will, like, kind of, like, slide slowly. For some reason, I feel like... I don't know. I feel really good, but I'm going to pull 3 cards because I don't want to give you the wrong...
Because we, when we called up, we got behind, and we had some financial issues, and then we called up
okay.
and got the bank account.
This is what came up for you, honey. Just this card, and you did tell me you're going to go to court tomorrow. It's all going to work out. Now, the chariot card is telling me that if the judge is going to be like, well, no, you know, like, I don't think so. Talk to the judge. Okay, come up with a new idea. Listen, judge, we'll give you like 70% now, then 30 later. But let me tell you, the deal is going to work out, okay? But you have to
okay.
be real nice, real sweet, and you got to come up with, like, come up, like, with your husband or something. Come up with, like, 30 ideas. You know, we'll give you 10% and we'll pay, blah, blah, blah. We'll give, just come up with as many, you know, versions as you can and have the judge see that you are willing to work at this, okay? But I don't see move. I don't see move.
Okay. We've been looking at places, and, like, the place we looked at today was, like, a really bad neighborhood.
No,
and
honey, I'm telling you, don't waste your time.
The
father
just
makes
me sick.
Don't waste your time, because what you're going to do is you're going to manifest a negative energy, and then guess what? You're going to screw yourself out of your home that you live in now, and then you're going to be like, oh,
okay.
you know, biting your nails, because you're going to be like, oh, my God, you know, we screwed up. Go home, write 30 things down, however you want, slice it up, think about it. Even if you pay extra $1,000 in cup, you know, they will go for it, but you got to come up with the ideas, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
you,
Becky.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I should go to law school.
I know.
Doctor, law school. Hell, you know, being a psychic, I can be everything I want to be.
Yep. Okay, so let's go with 3871. 3871.
Hello.
Hi. Who's
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering when you see a boyfriend coming into my life.
Oh, finally, a good question. Okay, honey. You are very busy at the moment, the Queen of Wands. I don't know if you have children or something, but I feel like you're just so busy that it's like, oh, my God, you don't even have time to, you know, go get your hair done. I don't know if that's your job or children, but anyway, I feel like you're very busy at the moment. The next one is the wheel, and I'm going to tell you that things are definitely going to change, you know, with the fall seasons change, life change. And, yes, I feel a guy will come into you. Now, you're actually going to have two of them, okay, because the Seven of Pentacles came up, and that tells me that you're going to have two of them here, you know. And then the next one is Nine of Pentacles. You're nearly there. And I feel like you are going to meet the King of Wands pretty soon. One of those two guys is going to be the King of Wands. And I'll tell you what a King of Wands is. King of Wands is somebody who's going to be working real hard, their butts off. Okay, this guy is going to be like, no, this is the way we do it. He's going to be, you know, coming from a traditional family. And then the other guy that you're going to meet is going to be kind of, a slob. Okay, so go for the King of Wands. You'll know when he's the one because he's going to be very particular. He's going to live in a nice home. He's going to dress real nice. So go for the King of Wands, and you'll be quite happy, my dear.
I have a quick question. I like this person now, but he had to go away for a little bit. And
does he have a drug problem?
Yeah.
Honey, forget it. Don't waste your time.
And the other one, I'm supposed to go on a blind date maybe Sunday.
Forget it.
No, the other one I'm supposed to meet is a blind date.
I'm telling you, forget it. I'm telling you that the new guys are coming in mid-September. Those two, forget it, okay? I'm sorry, forget it. Go home and watch Lifetime TV, okay? Forget it.
Now, what about this other person that I like that began with an S that I've known for 8 months?
Why do I feel like his mother keeps nagging him? Does he live with his mother?
He used to. I've known him for about 8 months, but it was like a relationship, friends with benefits, but he doesn't want to ever commit. I don't know.
Forget it, honey. Forget it. I'm telling you, mid-September, you'll meet these guys. No blind date, no spiel, no nothing. You'll be out in the open. It'll be fine, and I'm telling you, the King of Wands is the guy that
meet
you
him.
Want to be.
Yep. How am I going to meet him? How am I going to meet him?
I don't know. I feel like a store. I feel like you guys are going to be grabbing for the same carton of milk.
Now, do you know how old is he? What he looks like or anything? And a little thing about him?
Honestly, I don't think I think if I'm going to start going to that, it's going to probably take the entire show of time. So
right. We're trying to keep it at 1 minute, and everybody who wants to go further, we have the specialists going on. So if you didn't...
Sorry,
one more.
I just,
really, really quick question. I'm going on an interview next Wednesday. You think I'll get the
I'm
job?
I'm sorry, honey. I think, Dawn, are we over the minute? I'm not trying to be mean, but I know that there's other four people in the line.
We are. We definitely have more callers.
I'm going to meet them in
September.
Yes,
all right, thank
September.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Okay. So, again, if anybody missed the very beginning of the show and what the deal is, what the special is for Karina, once the show is over, it'll be archived, and we kind of spell it all out in the very beginning. So we have... what do we have? We have four callers on hold, and I did add some time, and people probably will pop on. So we'll go ahead and bring on 2004. 2004, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Mia. Thank you for taking my call, Dawn and Karina.
I'm sorry, is it Mia or Mia?
Mia.
Like Mia Farrow.
Okay. Oh, well, hello, Mia Farrow. We have a big person on the line. How you doing, girl?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. I've seen you in your latest movie, girl. You rock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question?
My question is I just recently went through a child support trial,
And I had a judgment that was so unfair and unruly against me that I am now appealing the judgment from the judge. And I wanted to know what, how
did you
felt.
Were your children taken away?
No.
Okay.
No, it was just child support.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why.
And,
okay.
And I have an ex-husband that lies about his income and even supplied three different tax returns to the judge.
Does he work for himself, the guy?
What was that?
Is he an independent worker? I mean, does he work
yes.
like... But okay. I'm sorry. Is he a taxi cab driver? I'm just going to straight ask you. Is he?
No, he's not. He has his own merchant business, and
okay, I keep feeling taxi. I don't know why I feel taxi. Okay, but I don't know. Maybe you'll meet somebody who's a taxi driver. I have no idea, but something taxi cab driver I get. But I don't know. Sorry. Okay. Now, as far as your child support, Nine of Cups came up. Yes, it's going to be a celebration. You are going to now. This ex-husband of yours is the biggest jerk on the planet. And I'll tell you why, because Four of Pentacles, let's say if you're asking for $500, he'll give you $459.99, okay? Really, he won't give you full $500, okay? I'm telling you, okay? But you will get it, because Page of Wands came up, and that's a crystal child, and I'm going to tell you, yes, this guy is a jerk, but you are going to get your money. But I'm also going to have to tell you that you are going to be pregnant very soon. I don't know why I'm even telling you this in this session, but you are going to have a baby.
And it will be the Immaculate Conception.
Well, I mean, can you have children? Or?
Well, I'm 47, but I don't have anybody in my life.
Well, you know, if this card came up, guess what? I'm going to pull three more cards for you, but really, I'm telling you, someone's definitely coming. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, hey, look, I'm good. Okay, we have the Knight of Swords. Yes, dear honey, someone is definitely coming in. I'm going to have to tell you he's going to be a little bit younger than you by about a year, I feel. And you need to trust this guy. He's not going to be, you know, traditional, okay, but he's wonderful. And guess what? He's going to be a workaholic, but he will do his best, okay? He will support your baby. I don't know why it's a baby, but anyway, you are going to have a child together.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know if that's what the answer you were looking for, but hopefully that gave you a little bit more than you're barking for.
I'm sure my mom's listening to the show, and she's probably freaking out right about now.
Mom, don't worry about it. This guy's a good guy, and guess what? He's going to sweep her off her feet. So guess what? That's what came up. So, Mom, you can call me if you have any problems. I can tell you that this guy's a good guy.
Okay, and just one really quick thing. You did say, though, that I will have turned over the verdict from the judgment in the appeal.
Yes, like I said, if you're asking for $500, this guy's going to give you $459.99, literally.
Okay.
Okay,
you
are going to get it. It's not going to be $500. It's going to be $499.99. Okay, he won't give you $500, but he'll give you a little less than what you want, but trust me, it's going to be maybe like $3, you know, shorter than what you were asking for, so no big deal.
Well,
so,
right now I pay him $63 a month.
Well, like I said, dear, it's going to turn the other way.
Woo-hoo.
It's going to be fun.
Party time.
And you're
going to
have a
baby. Thank you very
much. So you're welcome.
Thank you, Mia.
See, when you call a psychic and you ask one question, you're going to be like, no, 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 let me give you something else, my love. And you're like, but that's not a question I had. And you're like, yeah, but you called the psychic. You didn't call the doctor.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay, so we're going to pick up phone number 6526, last four, 6526. Are you there?
Hello, anybody there?
Yep, the last four of your phone number is 6526 is who we're bringing on the air. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Who's it?
Oh, sorry, I don't know the last four digits of my number.
Okay. Who is it?
My name's Alicia.
Alicia.
Hello.
Hi, Alicia. What's your question?
I don't know if you do this or not, but my dog's been acting really strange, and I made an appointment for the vet for next week, but I just wanted to know if he's okay.
Stomach ulcer.
A stomach ulcer. Okay.
Yes. The dog ate something.
Ah, wonderful. Will he be okay?
Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. The doctor's going to give him some medicine. He'll be good to go. Is he like a gold dog or something, like gold brown or something?
Yes. Yes, he's a red.
Yes, don't worry about it.
Like
the dog's fine. He ate something. It caused him to have, like, little indigestion, and it caused him a little stomach ulcer. Trust me, the dog is fine. It'll be good to go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. That's your question?
Really?
That was my question, but I've been a mess for a couple of days about him because he's been acting so strange.
Well, they're your babies.
Well,
so.
I have a question for you. I just picked three cards for you, and the Two of Wands came up. Did you recently get a job, or did you buy a house or something because some sort of contract was signed?
No. I.
Did you get in a new relationship or something?
No, I've been with the same person for 14 years.
Okay. Honey, there is
Sorry.
Some sort of a contract. There is some sort of a contract coming up. I think you're going to get a promotion at your job, sweetie. I don't know if you're working or not, but I feel a promotion,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
so look
thank
out
you.
For the promotion. You're welcome.
Is that it?
That's all I got. I just got a promotion, honey. That's what I have. So I don't know. For some reason, Spirit told me to pick three cards, and I basically, from three cards, I understood that you have a promotion coming up.
Well, that's great. Very unexpected. I'll take it.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. Because you have to take the doc to the vet. That's going to cost you some money. So, of course, you need for a promotion. I'll have to pay that.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go.
Well, thank you. You have
thanks
a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so really quick, I kind of want to go over what we're doing tonight. We're doing a fundraiser for a family who is victims of domestic violence. And so Karina and I have come together, and so what my half of it is that I will be donating 100% of the proceeds from my book sales until the end of August to this family. So if you go to angelsandwarriors.com and you scroll down, you will see in the articles that my book is for sale, and it's an autographed book with all kinds of goodies. And Karina, for anybody who purchases that book, will give them a free 20-minute reading. But if you choose to add on to that 20-minute reading, normally for an hour it costs $100, and she's only going to charge $45. So you can add on an hour to your 20 minutes for only $45. You don't have
you
to
get
buy
an hour and 20. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just get the free 20 minutes and there's nothing else. Or if you want to add an hour to your 20 minutes, you can do a healing or a reading, and you would have an hour and 20 minutes for just $45 if you purchase the book. And if you do purchase the book, in the comment section, just write Blog Talk Radio. So I, in turn, can send your information to Karina, so she'll have a list of people who purchased the book, and she knows when you call that you are entitled to that special.
Absolutely.
Okay. So our next caller, the last four digits is 1107. 1107, are you there?
Yes. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Oh, good. How are you? Oh, finally, we have a man at the phone.
I know, a man.
We need a man.
And what is your name?
My name is Anthony.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Sorry, my name is Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, hello, Anthony.
Hi, how
are you? Anthony No, what's that guy's name? What's that famous name? I was going to say Anthony. Tony Banderas, but no, I forgot. I forgot the other guy's name. Anyway, so how can we help you?
Yeah, so I'm trying to cross over into trying to train from IT to professional sports. And I need a second IT job to cover the cost of training. And I was wondering, how soon am I going to find that IT job? Because the sooner I start training, the better it is for me. The training needs a lot of money for me in order for me to be prepared for next season.
Well, I don't know if you're going to like my answer, but right now I feel like you're exhausted, okay? You need to have some fun in your life, so I don't see a job coming up yet, and I'll tell you why, because I don't know if you're involved with somebody or whatever, but
you need to be kind of point about that you're looking for a job. And I'll tell you why. A female is going to help you find a job, okay? It's like she's going to leave her current job or something like that's going to happen, and I feel like you are going to have a job. But the woman is going to help you, a female. So be quiet about it for a while, you know, for about a month, really. And then a job's going to come, and you're going to find out that a female helped you. So does that answer your question?
I guess, will it cover the cost of my training? I mean, because that's the thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Will it cover the cost of my training?
I think it will cover your training because this woman that I'm seeing is the Queen of Cups, and this woman is going to be very professional, so I'm going to say yes, she's going to understand, and I feel like it will cover it. I feel really good about this, but again, it will happen in about a month's time.
Oh, okay. That's good enough. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Okay, so our next caller is last four digits are 4415. 4415, are you there? The last, we announced the last four of your phone numbers, so 4415. You're on the. No, they're listening because I can see them there, but they don't. Some people don't know the last four of their phone number. 4415, are you there? It's the 858 area code.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's this?
Okay, hi. My name is Shauna. Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Just being crazy.
I have a question. Is it okay to ask my question?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a person, there is a gentleman that I'm very much interested in, and I've known him for some time, but I just don't know if you see that there will be more communication and we will have a relationship, or it will be like just...
Okay, I'm just going to ask you, is he involved with an ex-wife or something? Does he have an ex-wife?
Well, there is a person around him. I don't know if she is an ex-wife or ex-partner. Honestly, I don't know that situation in details. But I even don't know if he is 100% free from this person.
See, I'm just going to ask, are you European by any chance?
Excuse me?
Are you European?
Well, I grew up in Europe, but I've lived here for many, many years, and I live
no,
in
no.
there.
No, the only reason, no, no, that's not what I'm trying to get at. The reason is because the Hierophant card came up. It's like a church thing. So I'm going to say, like, whoever this guy is, I feel he believes in the traditional value of the church, and Europe came to mind. So I feel like he is stuck in the past in the olden days. You see what I'm saying? So
well, he's not European. He's an American guy. He never... You know,
no.
I'm your...
No. Honey, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. The Hierophant card is a church card, okay? And I'm going to tell you, just because he lives in America, we're born in America, don't mean his parents were not European descent, okay? Because the values that they instilled in him are very European, are very like, oh, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. He's stuck in the olden days because the Six of Cups tells me it's all about the past. But what you need to do is be, you know, have faith because the Three of Wands is coming up. So I'm going to say, yes, you guys are going to have a relationship, but he's not going to have an easy time coming around and being in a relationship with you because he's stuck in the past and he's stuck in the olden ways. And in the olden ways, if there's a partner that, you know, we were just talking about, maybe she's European and she believes that once you get married or once you get settled down, you can't have another partner, you can't get divorced. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Well, I understand, but I don't think it's him. And he has very free, his values, like, I think he was divorced once already, and that's someone else. Like, he believes in divorce, and he's very contemporary, but
honey,
about here, I know that she has a lot of, she's dating other people, and she's involved with other men, and I don't know what's the issue there. I know that there were a lot of issues, but I don't know if they're still together or not. But so that's why it's sort of uncertainty for me, and I don't know if you see, in other words, communication between him and me, and will it go anywhere or it will be just talks? Because
I told you what I told you. Okay, my answer is not going to change. And I'm not going to tell you if there's going to be a communication or not, because, you know what, you're very closed off to me reading you. And I'm trying to explain in my best ability, because I also have to do this under a minute, but I also have my spirit guide screaming at me telling you what to say. So I'm sorry, but I can't help you from this point on, okay? If you ever want to, you know, have a reading with someone else, you're more than welcome to do so.
No. May I just ask, maybe I didn't understand.
I'm sorry.
We will have a relationship. Or we will not have a relationship.
No, I'm sorry, ma'am. We're over a minute now, and we have other calls on the phone. When you're more open to having another psychic reader, you're more than welcome to do so. Thank you.
No, I like you. It's not that...
Okay. Sorry about that, Karina. I'm trying to explain to her that...
The people that are going to listen to this show, I am not all about, you know, telling people negative stuff. But when I'm trying to tell this lady that, you know, Hierophant card is a church word, okay? That tells me right there is some, you know, dissent of a belief in the church, feeling that, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that. I never said that this guy believes in this. I'm saying that there's an old belief system because this guy's stuck in the past. I'm trying to tell her that they are going to get married. So what more can you want from me? What communication does she want from me to tell her if they are going to eventually get married? I don't understand, but whatever.
Right. So, Shauna, you are eventually going to get married to him, but there is some beliefs there and stuff for him. So, anyways, okay, let's move on to the next call. 3220. 3220, are you there?
I'm happy. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. I guess you could just pull three cards.
Can you speak up a little bit because you're muffling into the phone? I'm sorry.
I said, it's a pleasure to speak to you ladies. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. What is your name?
Sharon.
Sharon.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Oh, I was just going to ask if you could just pull some cards. Nothing in general.
Oh, just to pull, like, cards for you?
Yep, she just wants to know what message you might have.
Sorry.
What message you might have.
Okay. All right, what I'm going to tell you is, I don't know if you have a child. Do you have a child?
Yes.
Okay. That child is very gifted. I guess a lot of readings today are about children, but you have a very gifted child. Do you have a baby girl?
No, boys.
Boys, okay. But did you ever miscarry a baby girl?
Yes.
Okay. That baby girl is watching over you, okay? She is your gifted child. She's very amazing, and she loves you to death, and she's absolutely phenomenal. Now, she's telling me, actually, I can actually hear her. She's telling me that some guy's coming into your life, okay? And it's funny because the cards came up the night of Stewart. So are you involved with somebody?
No.
Well, someone's coming in, my honey. Why did I say my honey? That's weird. Okay, so someone is coming into your life, okay? And I see a marriage, and I see a baby on the way.
At 52?
I'm sorry, what?
At 52?
I can't hear her, Dawn. What did she
say? At 52, that she's saying at 52, would she actually have a baby, or could he be bringing a baby with him?
Well, I'm saying a baby, it could be either way. That's what I felt, that's what I said. So it could be that, you know, he has children or something, but I feel like a baby is going to be there. And it's going to be a pretty young baby. I mean, I want to say up to maybe like 5 years old, you know. But I feel it's going to be coming from a very sad situation. I don't know if the ex-wife is going to die or I don't know, or maybe, I don't know, but I feel like there will be a baby and up to 5 years old. And I feel more likely that it's going to come from his side.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
yes, I would love a daughter.
Well, and your daughter's still watching over you, and she's sounds like she's guiding you to this new person, so that's kind of cool.
Yes, it's
that's
very
really
cool.
Cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got a couple more callers. Actually, let me check the chat room. I thought there was something there. Sun3762 in the chat room. What is your name? Actual name.
My actual name?
No, not you. Not you. I'm talking to the people in the chat room. I know, it's like I'm talking into space when I'm talking to people in the chat room. But, Sun, I need to have your name. Lisa. Lisa wants to know when love is coming.
Oh, I was going to like my actual name. Okay. And
because, you know, they have used the name in that room.
Yeah, I'll use my actual name. All right, so for Lisa, well, this is interesting. She's going to meet a lawyer. They're going to get married pretty soon, and guess what? They're moving somewhere, and it's going to be overseas. So a lawyer's coming in, and guess what? They're going to get married. They're going to have a baby, and it's going to be a baby girl, and guess what? They're moving away. Pretty happy ending.
Maybe he's in the military or something.
Yeah, lawyer, military, something, because, yeah, something good.
Okay, so back to our phone calls. 8745, are you there?
Hi, how are you, ladies? I'm
wonderful.
Erica.
Good, and you?
Okay, my name is Erica.
Okay.
Hello.
Let's see.
And what is your question?
My question is what 75% of the calls are, relationship or love.
Wow, you must be an accountant because you already figured out that 75% of that is that. Awesome. Okay.
Well, it seems to be a pretty good talk show. And just noticing that, you know, you're in some of the same stuff, you know, or whatever. And we have stubborn people out there, too. So,
I'm trying to explain to that lady that, yeah, they're eventually going to get married. And she goes, like, well, is there communication? Well, no, you're going to get married silently. Anyway,
I have a question for you. Anyway, my question is concerning there is a guy I like, and he lives not too far from me in the apartment complex where I'm at. So.
Oh. Interesting. Okay. So, did your dad pass away?
Is my who?
I said, did your dad pass away?
My grandfather. He was more like my dad.
Okay. She's watching over you, okay? Now, the next one is you need to have patience, okay? You need to. I know you're probably thinking there, like, well, how many more patients can I have? You know, I'm already patient as it is. Just have a little bit more faith, and guess what? The Knight of Swords is coming in, and this guy, let me tell you, he's a little bit shady, and I'll tell you what. He's going to be like, you know, if you're home, he'll be like, oh, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm in my pajamas, you know, watching, like, some bad TV. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm at home soon. You'll be like, okay. And then he'll knock on your door, and he'll be like, you know, pop flowers in front of your face. And you'll be like, I thought you were home. Oh, no, forget it. I was just sitting in front of your house just testing you out. That's the funny kind of guy you're getting.
Ma'am, you are talking so fast, I don't understand a word you're saying. Wow. But anyway, shortcut it.
I know. This guy that you're going to meet is going to come in pretty soon, okay? And he's going to kind of start surprising you.
He'll surprise me?
It's like
yes,
flowers
he's going
and stuff.
Yeah.
And if you didn't catch all two, don't forget this will be archived just a few minutes after it's done so you can go back.
Okay. So anything about the guy in the complex?
Yes, she said that he is... you have to be patient, and just be patient, and he's going to come along, basically.
Okay, yeah, he's a slow one.
So she said you just need a little bit of extra patience, and he will, you know, he'll surprise you, that kind of stuff. But yeah,
that would be nice. You know, he's one of those bark. He's slow. I'm older, you know. He's a younger guy. He's a little too slow. He needs to catch up with me.
That's okay. And like I said, as soon as the show's over, it will be archived, so you can.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
Have a
you.
Good evening, both of you.
Thank
Bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, you too.
Well, okay. Look at this, Dawn. I got this whole, like, under 1 minute thing, like, real fast.
I know. And like I said, everybody can go back and listen, so it's all good.
Oh, God, I hope, you know, it's like, anyway.
Okay,
so we
have 0385 on the air, 0385.
Hello.
Hi, who's
Hello.
This?
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hello.
What is the question?
Do you guys do tarot cards?
That's
yes.
how she does it, yes. And she also has guides.
I don't know if you can. I don't have, like, a specific question. I just wanted to see if you pulled a card or two or something, if it would just maybe show something that might be coming into my life or something.
Okay. Just a second. Did someone in your family die?
My father did almost six years ago.
Okay. Well, he's coming through and he's telling me he loves you and he's kind of like want to give you a hug, so accept the hug, okay? I feel like now you're so exhausted for a reason. I don't know if you go to school or you work or whatever it is, but I feel like you're really just exhausted. I feel like you need a break. And I feel like you're constantly fighting with somebody. Who are you fighting with?
I am actually. I'm so exhausted lately that I've actually had to go to the doctors and schedule a sleep study. But I do argue quite a bit with my children's father.
Right. Honey, take a break, honestly. Just, you know, let it go to voicemail. And if you want to call him back, call him back. Okay, he has addictions, okay, he'll call you, like, nonstop. I mean, like, 24 phone calls in, like, 1 minute, you're like, what, I didn't even get to hear the voicemail. So, the overall reading for you is to take it easy, and if you don't feel like talking to him, don't talk to him, okay? He causes you mental anguish, and then you go crazy, and you start fighting even more with other people, you snap quite easy, so just let this guy go, okay? I mean, he can leave a voicemail, and if it's important, you'll call him back, you know?
Yeah, it's actually kind of the other way around. I'm the one that calls him constantly because he's not answering the phone to respond to
Look,
the children's
you have, okay, I hate to tell you this, you have an addictive personality. The thing is, see, what you're doing is you're catering to his attention, okay? He wants attention, and the only way he's going to get it is by you calling him. So guess what? If you actually stop calling him and call him once and, like, let it go, guess what? By the night time, he'll call you back, and he'll be like, well, what do you want? You know? But if you keep on calling, guess what? There's going to be more proof for the courts later on if it ever comes to that. It's going to be more proof for his friends, and his friends are going to be like, they'd see you in the store, and they'd be like, listen, yo, like, can't you, like, leave it alone? So just seriously stop and don't call him. Call him once and leave it alone.
It's a control thing, too. It's a control thing. By him not answering her calls, he knows that he's bothering her.
Yeah,
He won't, and so it's a control thing. He knows it's going to piss her off that he's not answering the phone. So she'll continue calling.
He
knows he's getting to her. It's a control thing. Let it go. Just don't even call, and then he's going to start calling you and bugging you or whatever, but then it totally flips around. So if you're the one calling or texting or whatever, just stop.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely.
So then if I stop texting him and calling most of the time, he'll be more likely to call and actually try to help support the children.
You should
answer the phone and be like, look, what you should seriously do, and I tell all my clients to do this because, you know, I have some over addictive people, and they're like, well, I called my boyfriend 95 times today. I'm like, all right. So I tell him, like, look, don't call him for a day, okay? Just seriously don't call him for a day. And guess what? He'll call you next day. They'll be like, well, you didn't call me.
And you're like, well, yeah, you know, because you didn't ever send me the money, you know, for the child support. So guess what? I couldn't pay my bills. So, yeah, what do you want, you know? So that's what you should do. Guess what? He'll really, like, be like, oh, does the children have anything to eat? Well, yeah, they ate this morning, you know. So you've got to play cool.
Well, the other big thing here is also is if it's about child support, send him a text so that it's all in a written record. So if you send him a text and say, hey, child support was due on the 25th, where is it? I haven't received it. And he doesn't reply to you, and you wait 48 hours, you send it again, and he doesn't reply to you again, you take him to court. And if there's a court order
that
he's supposed to be paying you child support, then you just say, look, I've made my attempt. I left him alone for a couple of days. I made my attempt again. He's not paying. But you keep records. So text, 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 so you have a written record of everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Don't delete what you send to him, and don't delete what he sends to you, and all of that can be used in a court of law.
Okay. And
okay,
I know
and
it's a call thing, actually, because when I tried to call him, my son has his ear pierced, and he said, did you take his earring out yet? I said, no. He said, well, then I'm not helping you, and he hung up on me.
No, that's, no, again, do everything via text. Don't call him ever again unless you absolutely have to. Save all of your voicemails. Don't answer the call phone. If he does call, it's not up to him whether or not the child can have his ears pierced. And if you said it was okay and you've got physical custody, that's all that matters. And if that's his reason, then let him explain that to a judge that he's not paying child support on his children that he's responsible for because the child has his ear pierced and he's trying to control you and the children by holding on to the money. It's not going to fly in a court of law. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Okay. As you can tell, child support and court and children is a really touchy subject with me right now. So,
yeah, we know.
We will all get into that later. Okay, so I do have two people that are kind of coming back. So Lisa was the one you said that was going to meet a lawyer, and she said that she is in menopause for the past 4 years, so she can't have a baby. But again, I kind of told her the same thing, that first possibly adoption.
Right, right.
Or
whatever I see the Ace of Cups, it doesn't matter if she's going to go adopt it, okay, or if they, you know, if the guy brings it into the family. It just means simply that they will have a child. It doesn't mean that she's going to have to eventually give birth. I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, well, you know, let me see how old this woman is. I'm not going to ask people's age. I just tell them what it is, and they can make their own assumptions from that point on. So if obviously she's not in that age where she can't, well, then she can't, but she will have a baby.
Okay. And then Mia wants to know, Mia was the one who the ex-husband is lying to the courts about his...
Yeah.
She wants to know when she might be meeting this guy and or having a baby. And before you answer that, I'm going to tell you, if you didn't get picked up tonight, please go back and listen to the very beginning of the show, and we will... It'll be archived immediately. Back and listen and find out how you can get a free 20-minute reading once we get done, and we apologize. And Karina and I actually will be doing regular shows, not quite set yet in stone when, but we will, so keep an eye out. Okay, and if you want to go...
Sometimes a century.
Yeah. So go ahead, and if you can answer the question about Mia, when she might be meeting this guy and having a baby.
I mean, didn't I answer that? I'm just, I don't know. Did I or no? Okay. Maybe not. Okay. I don't know. All right. March. March keeps coming at me, so I'm going to say March for meeting this guy. And I feel, oh, I don't know. For some reason, I see 17 months. So I'm kind of tired at the moment. Okay. I got the point, guys. They're saying 17 months. You know, from the time she meets the person. There you go.
Okay. Sounds perfect. And we are out of time, so we definitely filled it all up. Thank you so much, Karina. And anybody who is interested, please listen to the archives. And we will be back in the next couple of weeks. And as always, live your passion and change the world. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
Yep, good night. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you, Karina.
You're welcome, John.